Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not into doom and gloom. I'm actually quite the optimist. Nor do I tend to believe that the powers that be desire a collapse. I can tell that they are playing the long game with Agenda 2030, with their perverse desire to feed us all fake transhumanist food and herd us into the smart cities. They have plans, and they don't want any immediate economic crash loosening their grip that they currently have over the vast majority of the world's population. So I want to be very clear when I articulate tonight that what's going on right now is a controlled, limited collapse that is being executed to further that control, to tighten that grip, not to let everything go and then people would gradually rebuild, because that would actually, then they would lose control. Okay, this is a deliberately inflicting pain upon people, so that, but just enough pain that they accept the totalitarian solutions that are being offered by the United Nations and globalist governance. Tonight I want to look a little more carefully at the collapse of global shipping and the supply chain that's happening right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the veins and arteries of global trade that feed our civilization have halted right now, and we need to talk about that. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer Channel. And you may have seen reported by the Wall Street Journal that the shipping impacts have reached $350 million a week. And other publications are also starting to, in fact, many are starting to talk about the economics of the situation, the knock-on effects, even calling it a black swan. What's astounding to me, though, is that as they look at the impacts of these supply chains drying up, parts not being available, and so cars can't be made, and so exports will be down, and our GDP will be affected, our stock price might fall. That seems to be about as far as most analysis goes. And so what is stunningly lacking from these reports is the impact on the food system, on the global food trade, which, as I said, fundamentally puts food on the plates of most people every day. So this article from Zero Hedge did mention that there are now reefers. Refrigerated shipping is called reefers, and these reefers are stacking up in China. There's not even enough power to keep them all plugged in. So meat is thawing and then going bad, just rotting, just tons and tons of meat and other, mostly cherries, actually, fruit and vegetables, is rotting at the ports in China right now. And while that's already just alarming and you know, it's a number of things, it's fascinating and it's scary, what hasn't been noticed is that this is our meat, ladies and gentlemen. The United States, for mostly for worse, but for better and worse, especially after the acquisition of Smithfield, harvests pigs and then sends the carcasses to China to be processed before returning them, in some cases, to be sold back to consumers in the United States. So this is our meat. This is the product of our farmers that's now rotting in Chinese ports. And this is food that you and I won't get to eat. And this is our food prices that are rising. So that was one thing that I didn't think was articulated clearly enough. We also read down here, it's not just frozen meats. There's a high risk that product shortages to Western countries could be only 60 to 90 days out. That's 2 to 3 months. So we have a window of opportunity now to be acquiring these goods. Anything that says made in China on it would be a good time, if you depend on them, to grab a couple. Now looking at the poultry side of the issue, here's this article. Virus reroutes U.S. chicken shipments that were bound for China. Reefer carrying ships were redirected to Hong Kong and South Korea, Taiwan and Vietnam, thanks to the fact that Chinese ports were closed. In fact, look at this. Chinese ports have run out of space for refrigerated containers, which have to be plugged into electrical outlets once they're offloaded so that meat and food stays cold. Frozen and refrigerated product is starting to spoil because of the lack of available power, a manager for an LA port terminal said. U.S. poultry exporters are being told by freight, port, and government officials that shipments of medical supplies and pork are being allowed in, but everything else is not a priority and is not being allowed into China. China, quote, is basically shut down right now. So already this tells you that pork, where we know China has lost a third of their pigs, it was a quarter of the entire pigs in the world, it's just another stunning figure and just incomprehensibly large amount of protein that's gone from the face of the earth. So that's why, even in the midst of this quarantine and shutdown, the two things that China will let in, medical supplies and pork, they've already plowed through their national strategic reserve of pork. You may have also seen the headlines just the other day that China has now lifted their ban of U.S. poultry. So I guess this is the long game, because as we just saw, they're turning away poultry right now. But eventually they will be allowing poultry to come back in. Now this plays into the fact that they've been losing massive amounts of livestock and poultry during this quarantine, during the shutdown of all transport. Animal feed couldn't get through. And so we've been reading stories from AP and Bloomberg, as well as seeing innumerable pictures and harrowing videos on social media of supplies and animals being buried alive. And then here, this entire warehouse full of eggs. So again, it boggles the mind to see that level of food just wasting away. But this is where we are now, as the supply chain is collapsing. It's a deliberate collapse of the food system, because we had already been in a slow motion destruction of it. And this is just accelerating it and masking the true cause, the changing weather patterns underneath. This from Fresh Plaza. Congestion in reefer containers will remain on the world market for months to come. And there's some interesting data in here, but the quote that I wanted to lift here, quote, imagine you could find a drug against this virus tomorrow, then the logistical catastrophe would still be on the market for months to come. They couldn't recover from this overnight. Imagine if all ports in China are full. We're talking about 120,000 reefer containers. The total number in the world is about 1.5, 1.6 million. That means 8% of refrigerated containers are locked up right now. And in fact, they even contain cargo, fruit and vegetables, rotting away in them. It looks like a lot of those that are locked up, those reefer containers, are from Chile. The agricultural minister there has confirmed that there are 2,300 that are full, mostly with cherries, that are now stuck in China and rotting there. So again, this is not just a Chinese issue. In fact, also India has a bunch of Chinese reefer containers stuck there and can't get to their manifest their papers because the Chinese ports are shut down, so there's no one answering the calls there. So the shipping is grinding to a halt, and with it, the flow of, yes, of goods, but concerningly here, of fruit and vegetables and meat, of food, ladies and gentlemen. And I've looked before at these amazing maps that really display what a dynamic global market we have of suppliers and producers constantly swapping out to different places underneath. And when China goes offline right here, this is a cascading effect. And China, of course, I just want to blow this up a little bit, should be noted, is one of the largest, usually, one of the largest exporters of fruits and vegetables. So there are countries in the world that depend on those fruits and vegetables from China that aren't getting them right now. And that, I mean, these are the supply chains that keep our supermarkets looking like this. And with those shipping shut down, we'll be looking soon at this. That's just the way it is. That's the reality. That's where this food comes from. So we need to be stocking up and growing your own food right now. The situation is affecting all sorts of goods, but I really want to focus on the food, because as a reminder, all of this that's happening now, and it's all fascinating, and there's so much data, and there's a lot of it I'd love to talk about, but I want to really try and stay focused on this food issue, because all of this, as I said, is playing out against the backdrop of the most massive culling of pigs in history, 70 80% of Chinese pigs by some accounts, a quarter to a third of the pigs in the world are gone now. And that is why the words global protein shortage were being thrown around. Of course, the U.S. just had ridiculous flooding in the Midwest throughout the spring, which meant there was record prevent plant, and that the corn yields, all yields, were way down, prompting one of the top 1% producers that I had interviewed on this channel to come on and warn people, try and get the word out, that there's a force trying to keep that information from the public, trying to give the impression that everything is okay. And as a consequence of this force and the censorship of true data, he continued, we're not able to adjust to the reality that we just had massive crop losses. So we're continuing to make bad decisions because we have bad data. And that means effectively we have kicked the can from a terrible catastrophic season last year to now. And unfortunately, the situation right now is that we've had a very wet, as predicted, we've had a very wet winter, and the moisture is even worse. The situation there is even worse for planting right now than it was going into the 2019 season. So we've kept an eye on this, and it does look like it's manifesting that the United States is going to have another bad year. In fact, don't take my word for it. We've seen there are some troubling signs about 2020 being a repeat of last year's agricultural disaster for the United States. Agronomists, including Jason Britt, who's a smarter man than I, is putting out there, this is not what we want to see. I wouldn't expect prevent plant numbers to be as big as last year, but I wouldn't get too optimistic about them either. And in fact, other farmers are saying this year it's going to be worse, maybe because people who did plant last year and then got their socks handed to them are not even going to try this year. So there's a good chance we have this situation worsening in the United States. Again, African swine fever killing off the pork. Now, the quarantine killing off a lot of Chinese animals. The U.S. having a terrible planting season and kicking the can, unfortunately setting us up for a true catastrophe this year if this continues to play out. We saw the sugar beet crop being frozen out by early September blizzards in U.S. and Canada. And that has precipitated a global shortage of sugar. The world is running short on sugar. These are no longer words, ladies and gentlemen. These are realities. This is what's going on today, right now. This is our window of opportunity to prepare for a limited collapse that will be perpetuated, that's planned, in fact. We saw from the food chain reaction game funded by Soros. It was a chain reaction around the world. Food shortages and people dying of starvation after a disease outbreak crippled supply chains. That's what's playing out right now. It's all in the script. Australia is just celebrating their, I don't mean to say celebrating, ironically, now noticing that they have the lowest wheat harvest in 12 years after the drought there. In Kuwait, waves of cold have severely, in fact, the severe cold wave that hit the country has destroyed agricultural products as the temperatures reached below 0 degrees Celsius. In Turkey, abnormal cold affects the citrus groves. It dropped to minus 15 degrees in some parts of the country. 30,000 hectares that are cultivating oranges, lemons, and tangerines were reporting heavy damages. These cold temperatures, these precipitative extremes, the shrinking of the growing season on both sides, all of these trends we've been watching for years now, because it's what we expect when the sun has dropped off into a minimum, as NASA has confirmed, as all data confirms. None of this is secret or mysterious or even complicated. It's just the reality. Here again, from Cyprus, potato exports are under threat after frost damage. Quote, potato farmers said Monday that the overnight frost had damaged their crops, and they are warning that now we might not have enough to serve foreign markets. So again, massive crop losses, and that's how it transpires. It turns into a lack of food to export to other countries. And people that depended on those exports are left scrambling. In Mexico, frost and rain causing low supplies, raising vegetable prices. In UK, Storm Dennis has caused amazing, has built on top of amazing amount of flooding right now, quote, we're facing an unprecedented situation. The relentless rain has meant that some farmers won't be able to get into their land and haven't for months now. A lot of our farmland is underwater, and this is compounding the bad situation. We couldn't even plant winter crops, and now we're having trouble planting spring crops. And then just as a nice little added benefit of the flooding in the UK, we had this announcement that because of climate change, we won't be able to offer flood insurance to these homes that were flooded out anymore. So yeah, just a nice little nod to the Agenda 21. Again, that's the same thing that happened around Santa Rosa after the North California wildfires. They said, oh, we're not going to build single family housing anymore. You're going to have to move into those smart cities now. In Australia, they said, we're not going to be able to rebuild. This is wildfire prone. You need to move into the smart cities now. And now in the UK, oh, it's going to flood. That's climate change. You're going to have to abandon your farmland. This is the plan being perpetuated. And obviously, this is just a brief aside here. It's not just the areas that are immediately affected by the fires or the flooding that that are then herded into the smart cities. You will see, in fact, this article details how now insurance policies are not being renewed more broadly. And I will tell you that is absolutely happening here in California. I've got people all around me who are saying, my insurance company called and they're not renewing my house insurance. I'm going to lose my mortgage if I can't find a home insurance. And so property values will plummet everywhere other than the cities, which is where people will be forced to move. If they can't get insurance, you can't get a mortgage. You see how this works, folks? These are the agendas, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, that are being perpetrated upon us. And the war has gone hot between the weather warfare, these wildfires, the flooding, and now this virus. Yes, here's that quote from the UK. Homes and businesses are going to be told major floods are inevitable now under this policy shift. So continuing, farmers and dairies are also under the attack of economic warfare. We saw big banks withdrawing their loans, calling in credit, and it's having an effect. 9%, this is staggering, 9% of the dairies in the United States shuttered their doors last year. A lot of them went bankrupt. Why is that? Well, it's because you've got companies like Starbucks, who gets called out for their heavy carbon emissions. And rather than look at the way that they ship coffee all over the world, or smoke that stuff every day, or any of their plastic, none of that's the problem. They pointed at the milk that people were adding to their coffee. Anything to throw those farmers and ranchers under the bus. In fact, I just read that the U.S. is now importing, here it is, beef from Namibia. Let's see if I can get this. Yes, United States now importing beef from Namibia because we don't have ranchers here. This is an attack on farmers and ranchers that are undercutting our own producers. But I digress. And of course, it was Bill Gates himself who funded Event 201, which foresaw a viral outbreak, and a lot of the things we're seeing right now basically predicted or imagined, or whatever word you want to use, the clamping down of social media to control the outbreak messaging. It predicted a bunch of things. All of those agenda points are being enacted right now. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe there's a reason that they're so open about this person, this guy, Bill Gates, being the one who did that Event 201, who's funding the vaccine, who's been out talking about vaccines reducing population. It's so in your face and over the top that he is the bad guy, that I just wanted to point out that even this information space itself has been weaponized here. They are carving the population out. It's divide and conquer. There's a group of people who have no sweet clue what's going on, and will take whatever information the media offers them, and who will take whatever vaccines Bill Gates concocts and inject them. That's one group. And then you've got anybody else who's thinking critically about what's going on, who's looking at this information, and it is abundantly clear to them that this guy is a bad dude who's funding the vaccines, who's pushing through the regulatory environment that allows them in, that's funding the studies. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's so across the board that you can't help but reach the conclusion that this was the agenda all along. And so I believe that's that itself is a form of the divide and conquer, where they want people to either be clueless or to be fighting for their life, because both of these people are going to be pitted against each other. These people desperately believe they need a vaccine, and these people believe their life depends on not having the vaccine. You see how divided and conquered this population is through articles like this. I just wanted to point out that's why it's so over the top. That's why it's so in your face. And then finally, I wanted to conclude on, I don't really like this graphic, but it's here to remind me about the way that reality sometimes works. If you're trapped in fear, you're not thinking clearly, you're not able to be creative because it's a lower brain function, you're trapped in your reptile brain. But also you'll find that reality shifts, it changes, it reacts to the way that you're interacting with it. And I mentioned in a previous video that when you turn towards truth and love and growing plants and all that is good, you find that there's a force waiting there constantly to collaborate with you. By the same token, when you're afraid, when you're locked in fear, you're working against the universe. And I experienced this sort of microcosm of that idea the other day when I read that pharmacies across the United States, there's something incredible, like 97% of them are not able to keep N95 masks on the shelves right now. And of course, Amazon is sold out, and there were other online retailers that sold them and then had to cancel the orders and said that the, federal agencies are taking them all. So if you're afraid and you're scrambling for N95 masks and just going from pharmacy to pharmacy, they're not going to be there, and that's going to feel terrible. If you accept what's going on and say, boy, I gotta get ready. I gotta build a new way to grow food and build a future for my family and build a community for my family. I went to the hardware store for some seeds and some stuff that I needed to build my future. And I looked, and sure enough, right there on the wall are N95 masks. There are tons of them, perfectly in stock. And that just really drove home to me. If I were running around freaking out right now, there wouldn't be masks anywhere. But instead, I'm focusing on how I can build a better tomorrow. And here is an abundant supply of what I need right now. We are not just witnessing, we're part of this, what's going on right now, global supply chain collapsing. And while it's a limited collapse, a controlled demolition, it's still a dangerous one. And again, they have to inflict pain on people right now so that people accept even more totalitarian aspects of their agenda, right? They want to control even what you can throw away, as they are taxing garbage in South Korea. There are aspects of the agenda that are further ahead in certain parts of the world, and so you can see what's coming to all of us when you look around and glean. But we're all a part of that, but so too then are we all a part of the reaction to it, of that critically thinking part of humanity and critically feeling part of humanity that is looking at what's going on and saying, this is some crazy stuff. We need to build a better future with abundant food and systems that don't enslave us, but empower us. Let everything that's going on right now be the catalyst that gets you out of bed and gets you working on that better future. Let's go build it. Folks, I also want to mention, of course, everything is being demonetized right now on YouTube. And while I try not to depend on that, it does make a material difference to me and my ability to create this channel. So if you have gotten anything of value out of this channel over the years, or if you want to see more of videos like this, please consider supporting my work, patreon.com/iceagefarmer. There's no minimum, so even $1 a month is a meaningful and significant help. I wanted to just put that out there. Thank you for your help. And you can find my work directly on iceagefarmer.com. Let's go build that better future. Be well, folks.